So it's now time for another edition of Bathrob Spears Broadsides, the November 2nd, 2023 edition. And this, as is becoming quite customary on Thursdays, is a flashback to, well, 13 years ago, July 25th, 2010, about 20 days into the Peace Camp 2010 protest. This was a protest which was originated by, well, I would say Ed Fry and Robert Blind Bear Facer were one of the major people who did this, the sort of the main inspiration, I should say. And it took place initially on the steps of the county building. Ed Fry, who's a local attorney and an activist, a little of both. He's also been responsible for helping to start Free Radio Santa Cruz and been involved with, at least in close proximity to the Santa Cruz Buyers Club for medical marijuana. And he's been a big fighter for the rights of people to use medical marijuana and to use recreational marijuana, as well as against prosecutorial misconduct by D.A. Art Danner back in the 80s and the 90s. He ran unsuccessfully for office several times. But I've known him as an activist who supports people outside, and he was concerned particularly about the abuses of the sleeping ban, and he actually not only became the supporter of for this protest, where he actually rented a porta potty and brought it every night to the protest for people to use, so people could sleep there in front of the county building, the theory being that they were outside the somehow the aegis of the city, although I always thought the city had some sort of agreement they could roll in and ticket people there if they needed to for different kinds of crimes, but they didn't most times. It was ultimately the sheriffs who drove Peace Camp 2010 to a new location, which was in front of City Hall. Not a bad location in the sense that the target was the city administration, the city council, the city manager that was involved in the actual enforcement of the sleeping ban ordinance. Now, the county did use a code called the lodging code, the state lodging law, to drive away the protest. And the problem, of course, for the people who were protesting, the concern and that of Attorney Ed Fry and Robert Blind Bear Facer and actually the dozens of people who joined that protest was essentially the lack of shelter combined with the criminalization of people outside, with the kind of the ultimate conclusion that you can't fall asleep without being considered a criminal in the city and to some extent the county of Santa Cruz, though the city was the main target because it was the city's ban that explicitly at that time banned sleeping between the hours of 11 p.m. and 8:30 a.m. This was 20 days into the protest, which was actually, it began simply as a daytime protest against the courts that essentially had found the 62-year-old man, Robert Facer, guilty of violating the sleeping ban law, even though he had no legal place to go. And so it was a case as far as Ed Fry was concerned, and many of the rest of us, myself included, as cruel and unusual punishment, a violation of equal treatment under the law, due process. And also there had been a case in Los Angeles 3 years before, a decision by the federal courts, the Jones case, which ruled that you couldn't arrest people for sleeping if you didn't have a place for them to go sleep, because you were essentially making survival behavior or involuntary behavior a crime. Sort of like this was ruled not allowable in the case of alcoholics who had addictions, and also not in the case of homeless people who, or anybody for that matter, who had to sleep somewhere. And so this became the protest. There's a lot of discussion of it if you're interested in online at Santa Cruz Indie Media. Although, yeah, no, it's still there, I guess. You can find that on the Huff website, or you can just go directly to the indiebay.org/Santa Cruz and just look up Peace Camp 2010. And there's a lot of discussion of what went down there. And this is a bit of what happened around late July. It begins with Thomas Levitt's show. He had a show called The Wake Up Call, which preceded my show on Sunday, which was Bathrobes, Pierres, Broadsides. And we had various callers. Bob LaMonica, Battling Bob, as we called him, Curb Hugger Chris, who was Chris Doyen, then later known as Commander X, who became the essentially strong and inspirational leader, who was very media savvy of the Peace Camp 2010 protest. Ed Fry also stayed there for many nights himself, but he eventually, he was in his 60s then as well at that time, so he had a certain amount of staying power, but he wasn't immortal. You're going to hear interviews from different people at Peace Camp 2010 around the deputies stealing the Peace Camp flag and then banning Curb Hugger Chris, who was taking photos and doing audio recordings as an online journalist. He was actually involved in Anonymous, the network group of folks who engaged in DDoS attacks on unjust corporations, for which ultimately he served some time. One of those corporations was the local Santa Cruz. I don't know if it was the courts or simply the supervisors and the administration of the county, Chris was essentially arrested. He was arrested and fought it in court, that eventually fled to Canada and Mexico, and then was seized in Mexico after he did a broadcast, interestingly enough. He wasn't there in the Benchlands when the Benchlands was created as a sanctuary zone by the California Homeless Union in 2020. That was 10 years after this whole Peace Camp 2010 protest. I think Keith McHenry went down there and emceed it in the Benchlands, and Chris, from his distant refuge in Mexico, his exile, kind of it was a sort of a distant MC as well, but apparently the authorities tracked him down, arrested him, and he came back, and he was involved to some extent in the resistance to the removal of the Benchlands in 2022, but not much has been seen of him. At least I don't know where he is, and I haven't heard any clear reports from Keith McHenry, who was a close colleague of his during that time. But you'll hear a lot of his thoughts, his descriptions of how Peace Camp 2010 went down. Then there are other people who are also interviewed. So, for instance, Kathy Bugker from Tennessee of the Nashville Homeless Power Project calls in and talks about their struggle for civil rights in Tennessee. Spilly Chili, also known as Sandra Lee, a community TV host, talks about various issues, and we play a bit of from Robert Whitaker, who is the author of Anatomy of an Epidemic and Mad in America, and we've had on the show before as a by phone, I guess it was. And we had some commentary by R.C., a psychiatric survivor, and then events from earlier in Peace Camp in the early days on July 12th and July 13th. And that's It sounds a little dry, but it's more interesting as you listen to it. At least that's what I found, so maybe you will too. Pay no attention to the phone numbers mentioned. I don't know if there are a lot of them, but the only one that works, as far as I know at this point, is the Huff Line, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, 831-423-4833. And that's one you can use to call in if you have any questions, comments, you want to do some reporting about homeless civil rights in 2023, not just back in 2010, which if I had more energy, I would be doing that for both these netcasts. I generally do it a bit for Sunday, though I also include a flashback there, too. So here's a flashback to check out. We may be announcing a protest soon. It depends on whether we can get it together. There's a winter coming. We're already feeling it in these mornings. If you're up early, you can feel the bite of the cold. And then, ironically, it gets kind of warm later in the day. But there is no provision for a winter shelter coming up, as far as I know, although there was some, I don't know, allusions to it by Mayor Keeley. He hasn't gotten back to me with specifics. And there's also some reports from the west side of violence against some homeless folks happening there, which I haven't confirmed, but I'd like to get more information. We may be doing some organizing on campus at the University of California, Berkeley, UCSC, to try to raise the issue. This is a particularly important time because of the awareness that's happening and because of the people in Gaza who are suffering from the bombardment by the Israeli colonial regime. And we're just sort of finding our way with this protest. It got cooked up at today's Huff meeting, so we'll see where it goes. Huff meets every Thursday still, if you're interested, from 10:45 in the morning to 1 o'clock or so in the afternoon at the Seb Rosa. Join us. That's a cafe next to the bike church at 703 Pacific. So, but we'll let you know more about that maybe on Sunday if you tune into the netcast there. And in the meantime, you got this one to listen to if you want. Check it out.